Ukraine is again accusing Russian forces of storming the besieged steel plant in Mariupol, where civilians are trapped. Russia earlier announced a ceasefire at the site and insists it is abiding by it. The UN has been working with both sides to safely get civilians out. People are in the Azov-style plant with Ukrainian soldiers who vowed to make a last stand. Authorities in the eastern city of Kramatorsk say 25 people have been wounded in Russian shelling overnight. The city is near the front line of fighting in Donetsk province. Russia has intensified its bombardment of Ukrainian positions there. Away from the front line, international donors are in Poland's capital, Warsaw. The aim is to raise money for Ukraine's humanitarian needs. Ukraine's president opened the conference with a virtual address.
The armed forces of Ukraine and all of our heroic defenders bravely and firmly defend our freedom on the battlefield. But how this brutal war will end is decided not only on the battlefield. There's also the economy and finance, humanitarian support, and the ability to ensure normal life on liberated territories and rebuilding what was destroyed by the Russian army. Freedom must demonstrate that it protects people and provides better than tyranny. That is why this conference is so important for everyone in Europe.
Israeli police have fired rubber bullets at Palestinian protesters in occupied East Jerusalem. Police say demonstrators threw stones after Israel's government allowed Jewish visits to resume at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound following Ramadan. Flooding in Afghanistan has killed and injured dozens of people, damaged homes and drowned livestock. At least 18 have died after heavy rain hit 11 provinces. Another two are missing. At least 100 homes are known to have been destroyed. Schools in China's capital have been ordered to remain closed for at least another week in a further effort to contain coronavirus. Millions of employees are also being encouraged to work from home after 50 new infections were reported. Shanghai reported 4,500. Guinea has opened an investigation into former President Alpha Condé and 26 of his officials. He's being investigated for alleged crimes while in office, including complicity in murder and illegal detention.
If you need in-depth analysis of news and current affairs in one of the world's most misunderstood and complicated regions, join me, Sami Zeidan, every Thursday on the Essential Middle East podcast.